16 hours, 30 minutes. The LCD screen on the taxi's GPS showed our progress as an arrow moving along a white line that wound its way through the map. Numbers at the top right showed the time to be 4:30 p.m. I unscrewed the top of my thermos with shaking hands and poured distilled water down my throat. It leaked from the corners of my mouth to run down my chin and neck, and even dribble onto my knees. The ball of faint blue light on the screen of the iPad in my lap had come to a stop at the stadium, its slow pulse now its only movement. I glanced at the bag I'd set down next to me, and caught sight of the black and white handbill I'd stuffed in it, the one I was unable to throw away in front of the drugstore earlier. I finally read the tiny handwritten characters crowding its surface. Now is the time we must listen to what the stones are telling us. We must, with our own two hands, recover our ability to hear them. There was once a time when everyone heard the voice of the stones, but now we live in a world ruled by utilitarianism, and we've forgotten what we once knew. The time has come to reawaken these ancient memories. From the sacred land of Kakadu, Australia, a message was sent from time immemorial. A terrible force unleashed upon the world, excavated from the ground. For it was uranium ore from Kakadu that fueled the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. The taxi entered a long tunnel. Newly frightened, I stuffed the handbill back down into the bottom of my bag. I shook my head as I did, as if refusing the world around me. It's not true. It can't be true. There must be some mistake. I must find Mother. The tunnel curved gently, cutting off the sun and replacing it with rows of LED lights that slid by the taxi windows at regular intervals. I remembered that this tunnel had been used in an old science fiction movie as the landscape of the future, though even that future was now part of the past. My sister began her avoidance of our mother the spring she began.